All right, and time for Magic Number 9 Hockey Broadcast. Game 1, Sharks versus Vancouver Canucks. Well, this is a regular hate fest. They have a lot of bad blood between these two teams, and I think it sort of showed last night. Although Rafi Torres this time wasn't going to separate Joe Thornton's shoulder, more like he was going to separate a Sedin or two from the puck. How effectively he did that is, well, he could have been better. Bottom line, Sharks win. And happy are they at that. But whether coach Alain Vigneault will come back with anything in game two, well, that's anybody's guess. I never count out the Canucks with the Sedins because as much as people hate them, well, they're the Sedins. And they're not to be taken lightly. You underestimate the Vancouver Canucks at your peril. I have to say, though, since game one of the regular season, I have been predicting the Sharks are going to go deep in the playoffs. I predict Sharks in five for the series. I do not see the Canucks rebounding. The Sharks played nastier, more physically. It was very evenly matched. But the Sharks made fewer mistakes, and frankly, they played a more physical game. I think this is the kind of game that really breaks up Vancouver's more finely tuned precision offense. They're not scrappers. They're organized, calculating, machine-like hockey team. The Sharks, this year anyway, have learned how to fight. Not to drop the gloves and fight, but fight in the corners, fight on the sideboards, and fight in the neutral zone. It was this sort of interference in the neutral zone that really derailed a lot of the Canucks' scoring chances. Goalies, crucial as always. Well, the Canucks have Luongo. Mr. Bloated Contract Can't Get Rid of Him Salary Whale was good. And boy, he had some of the old Luongo flair early on. But ultimately, he was solved. And Antti Niemi was not. Antti Niemi, I think, has finally gotten back to the playoff form he was in when he won the cup with the Blackhawks, which is why he got hired, and Nabokov, the vanity, got dumped. So, Todd McClellan's fighting for his job. Stakes are high for the Sharks. They have the longest playoff streak going after the Red Wings at 9 years. They've gone 9 years. They don't have a conference cup to show for it. They don't even have a conference, much less a Stanley Cup. So they are hungry, but they're tired, but they're desperate. It would be nice to see them advance at least to the conference cup, though whether they will ever get past the Blackhawks is anyone's guess. And I think we're making our predictions. It would be hard to bet against the Blackhawks versus the Wild. At the end of the day, I don't know if the Canucks still have the pieces. They've got some good defense. They've got Bjeksa, who I believe was the one who scored the goal. But I don't know that he's the Bjeksa of 2 years ago. He's still good. He's still got a shot. But he's slower. Legs aren't working as well. Maybe a knee. Don't know. Thornton, smartly, is getting out of the way. Drawing the heat and cheating his ass off on faceoffs the way he always does. And then it seemed like he wasn't as involved as some of his other more talented players on the team were. I don't know. It's anybody's guess at this point. Game 2. Friday. Gonna be a good one. That's it for this one. Magic Number 9 Hockey Broadcast. See you next game.